Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. It's Thursday, and so today is the day we take action on what we've been learning. We've been learning about Jesus' saying, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy," and how that saying isn't isolated, but part of a progression of beatitudes, of blessed sayings. There's one more consequence of that progression that we're going to look at today before we take action. It's the connection between blessed are the merciful and blessed are the meek. Looking first at blessed are the meek, Jesus is saying his followers must acknowledge to others that they are sinners, that they are not all that and more, that they are not perfect, that they are simply human and sinners. They're to have humility, to be fully aware of who they are, and by consequence, who they are not. Well, blessed are the merciful kind of builds on that. Because in that saying, Jesus is saying his followers must show compassion to others, recognizing that they aren't perfect, but sinners as well. Meek is when we recognize that we ourselves are sinners. Merciful is when we recognize that others around us are sinners as well and need our compassion, just as we've received compassion from God. We see the shining example of this in Jesus himself. Jesus, who meekly went to die on the cross to show mercy to us. The difference between him and us is that he was not a sinner. He was God. He was perfect. Which makes it all the better that he meekly went to die on the cross for us. His act of mercy wasn't just an act of mercy, it was an act of grace that effected transformative forgiveness in each of our lives. Our acts of mercy and even grace to others are all reminiscent, little shadows, little tastes of what Jesus has done in our lives. Through his mercy and his grace, he has made it possible for our lives to be totally transformed by his forgiveness. And as part of that transformation, we then go and show forgiveness and grace and mercy to those in our lives. Our action for you to look at this week is to say, as a forgiven sinner yourself, being transformed by God's grace, who can you show mercy to this week? I'm careful in the wording there. Being transformed. It's an ongoing process, so this isn't always easy. It can be very difficult. And we need to be open to God's transformative power in our lives. It's going to challenge you to be meek. It's going to challenge you to put aside something you deserve or revenge that you think should happen. Think of that story I brought up on Monday of Rob Ford being shown some mercy by a judge. Whatever that judge's thoughts about him, regardless of what the verdict is and what the judge thinks about that verdict, that judge has still shown him mercy. He's put that aside to show mercy to him about to lose his job and reputation, if it's not already lost. So in the same way, whatever your thoughts about the person in your life, even if you absolutely know they are guilty of having hurt you, meekly put it aside and show them mercy. Maybe even a little grace. I hope there's an opportunity for you to do that today. It'll be hard, but we'll be back tomorrow to reflect on that and to pray for the help we'll need to make that not just a one-time thing, but an everyday part of our lives.